T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Superficial, nada real, nada raro que el dinero no pueda comprar. Pejas con vista al mar, es lo único que tengo para poder pasar. Otra noche en Miami, yeah. Otra noche en Miami, yeah.
A very good Friday night to everybody. Welcome here to 560 WQAM. Greg Likens with you, taking the show up until 10 o'clock. And it's been a while, but Hylia Hector with me on the other side of the glass. And you couldn't tell, Hylia, like, I can tell even just by the style of music that we come back with that you're running the program tonight. So it's good to see you, man. How you been?
Pretty good. Kind of missing you, man.
I know. It's been a while. I mean, just because of the way the circumstances are with the schedule. You were out of town for a little bit, I think, and hey, you know, I'm working all over the place in terms of different nights, different times, so we got a lot to get into tonight. We're gonna have some fun. I don't know, and I can't guarantee whether Hector's gonna be nice to the texters tonight, but it's always an adventure. We'll find out. If you want to get involved in the program, you can do so by texting us in the Kendall Toyota West Kendall Toyota text line at 560-22. 560-22 is how you do that. But if I go any further and I don't bring up the code word, everybody's going to be mad at me. So let's get into this. It's time for your chance to win $1,000. It's 560 WQAM's Take Dono's Dollars, your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word PRICE to 72881, and you're registered. PRICE, P-R-I-C-E, to 72881 now. And if you don't win this time, your next chance is Monday morning on the morning show. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. It's all brought to you by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. Again, PRICE, P-R-I-C-E, to 72881. A lot of people like the show Price is Right. I saw a video clip on social media the last couple of days of former NBA player Mark Price sinking a shot from downtown, which he was known to do quite a few times over the course of his career. So, yeah, Price, I was in the grocery store checking out the prices of everything there. I mean, we could go on and on with that, but Price, P-R-I-C-E, 72881, that's how you can win $1,000. All right, we got a lot to get into over the course of tonight's program. Coming up in about an hour or so, Troy Stratford will join the program as we'll get his thoughts on what's going on with the Miami Dolphins. Want to get his thoughts on Adam Gase as well, maybe some NBA playoffs. I do want to talk about Adam Gase. I want to talk about the Dolphins. We're going to get into a few different topics as it pertains to that as the show goes on, as we're getting you ready for the big holiday weekend here, Memorial Day weekend. A lot of people have Monday off, but let's start in the NBA. And I will discuss what happened in the NBA playoffs, especially last night, in a little bit. But let's get into what's created a big storm of controversy from yesterday, and that's the all-NBA teams that were announced. So 15 players were announced as either first, second, or third team all-NBA. Steph Curry, James Harden, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Paul George, Nikola Jokic on the first team. Second team, Kyrie Irving, Damian Lillard, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, Joel Embiid. Third team, Russell Westbrook, Kemba Walker, LeBron James, Blake Griffin, and Rudy Gobert. Now, people can pick this apart any way they want, right? Like, do you think the best players made it? Anything like that? But the bottom line is, this has major financial ramifications for a bunch of these players. So by making a second consecutive All-NBA team, for example, Giannis Antetokounmpo put himself in line to receive the largest contract in NBA history next summer, a five-year, $247.3 million deal from the Bucks. Rudy Gobert being selected makes him eligible for the same deal as Antetokounmpo, as the NBA's criteria for a supermax contract includes a combination of Defensive Player of the Year, which he won in 2018, and All-NBA honors in 2019. Also, if you take a look, it was a major, major day and milestone day for some guards in the NBA. Damian Lillard and Kemba Walker both qualified for the designated veteran extension, better known as the Supermax, but Bradley Beal and Klay Thompson did not. So the Portland Trailblazers with Lillard and the Hornets with Walker have decisions to make. Portland can offer a four-year extension to Lillard worth $191 million this summer, and Charlotte can extend a five-year, $221 million contract to Walker as a free agent on July 1st. Lillard, by all accounts, is expected to sign the extension in July. It's unclear what the Hornets are going to do. They missed the playoffs. They have the ability to keep Kemba Walker, but will they decide to do that? A little bit more on Walker's situation. This is absolutely crazy. The difference between what Walker could earn from a full Supermax extension with the Hornets and a max contract anywhere else is approximately $80 million over the course of the deal. So if Kemba Walker goes to New York or goes to L.A., that's great. He's still going to make a lot of money. But if he re-signs with Charlotte, and assuming they offer him the Supermax deal, he could make, over the course of the deal, $80 million more on that deal, which seems absolutely insane. Now, before I get into my breakdown of why this system is flawed, let's talk about what happened with Klay Thompson. And Klay Thompson, some would argue, was snubbed from the All-NBA teams. And part of this, I'm sure, hurts his ego and hurts him as a competitor. But the other part of this, it does definitely hurt his wallet or his bankroll or whatever you want to describe, because Thompson will now not be eligible this summer to sign a five-year Supermax contract worth $221 million. He is not eligible for that anymore. He instead is eligible for a five-year max deal worth $191 million with the Warriors once he becomes a free agent on July 1st, or as the NBA clarified today and updated everything, June 30th at 6 p.m. is actually when the league year is going to begin and teams can start talking to free agents. If you missed this from yesterday, this is absolutely compelling. And part of this, I have to admit and describe to you, is more compelling if you see the video associated with it, because you'll hear what Klay Thompson has to say. But in reality, what he says and then his body language really tells the story. So he's verbally telling you something, but if you see his body language, he does a good job of trying to keep his composure, but he is downright incensed when he hears this news. Take a listen. This is Thompson with a little back and forth after finding out that he was not named All-NBA team. And I don't think necessarily this kicks in for him that, or sinks in for him that he's going to miss out on a lot of money, but it's more from a competitive standpoint, him not making the list and other guards did. Take a listen.
I mean, that's cool and all, but like, when you go to five straight finals, I respect those guys, but holy, when you go to five straight, I mean, it takes more than just a couple of NBA guys. It's like an all-time team, but whatever. That's not, I'd rather win a championship than be third team on NBA, so it's all good.
Do you not like that affects potential contract statuses, you know, All-NBA stuff, because that would have elevated you.
Yeah. It is what it is, you know. I can't control it. Do I think there's that many guards better than me in the league? No, but that's the reason why we're still playing, so I don't even want to get into it, honestly.
Okay, so first things first, you can just sense the frustration. You know, this is my interpretation of it, that, yeah, he's a competitor, and he thinks he's one of the best guards in the league, which I can appreciate, right? You want all these guys to have that mentality. At the same time, also, I would imagine that for the most part, like, I give him a lot of credit because he seems to have sacrificed a regular role as one of the best players in the league, or at least one of the best scorers in the league, and certainly he's a very good defensive player as well, for the betterment of trying to win championships, right? So you talk about the Golden State Warriors. What are the names you think of first? I think of Steph Curry. I think of Kevin Durant. And then you go Klay Thompson and then Draymond Green, right? It kind of goes in that order. Some may think of Durant first, but bottom line is Klay Thompson's the third option on that team. And so you could sense, based on those comments, that, hey, listen, do you think we get to five straight finals? We only have two All-NBA players? Like, what's with this disrespect, right? So you can sense that right there. But here are the major issues as I've laid out what's happened so far. First thing is, why is a media vote determining the financial future for some of these players? Right? I mean, this seems very subjective and it seems flawed. And listen, I understand that to a certain degree, you need to look at an outsider's point of view, if this is how you want to do it, then you need somebody from the outside looking in that does not have a horse in the race, so to speak, to help determine these things. But why should this somewhat arbitrary vote be allowed to shift millions of dollars one way or the other, depending on the result? And listen, most of the voters are, by all accounts, very good at their jobs, qualified to vote. However, you listen to the players who received votes this year. And I'm not talking about the ones that were on the teams that made the top 15, but how about some of these players that received votes? Andre Drummond to the second team. Andre Drummond's a good player, all-star, but you know, second team, he's one of the top 10 players in the league. Is that what you're telling me? How about Luka Doncic, second team All-NBA vote that he received? I think he's probably the rookie of the year. I don't think he's one of the top 15 players in the league right now. Listen, we all love this next guy. We all love this next guy. But Dwayne Wade received a second-team All-NBA vote. Somebody voted for Dwayne Wade for second-team All-NBA. In his final one last dance season, like, listen, Dwayne Wade was the best player on the Heat, but is he one of the top 15 players in the league right now? Right? I mean, we know that. And here's the worst. Marvin Bagley from the Sacramento Kings got a third-team All-NBA vote. Marvin Bagley, not even the best player on his own team, he got a vote. So, this provides evidence that this is a flawed system if it's helping to determine how much money a player is eligible to make in free agency, right? Like, this doesn't make any sense. So, my next question about this is, why are the All-NBA teams still required to have specific positions? Like, why are we still having slots for two guards, two forwards, and a center? And I highlight center especially. I mean, we are currently in an NBA which features predominantly positionless basketball, right? I think the Heat started that trend with Chris Bosh and his ability to be a center that could shoot the three. And the Golden State Warriors have perfected it. And now everybody has copied that to the point where there aren't a lot of true centers. And even the centers that are thriving in the NBA, like Nikola Jokic, like Joel Embiid, like to stand out on the perimeter and shoot shots, not necessarily having traditional back-to-the-basket type post-up games. So with that in mind, like, why would you have center still be a requirement? Like, no offense to this guy. He seems like a good guy. He's certainly a good player. But is Rudy Gobert one of the 15 best players in the league? Ask yourself that right now. If you're putting together a list of the top 15 players in the league, is Rudy Gobert on your list? He's not on mine. I know he's a great player, especially defensively, but that's not a guy that I would take if you're just drafting players right now as a top 15 player in the league. This is an absolutely antiquated way of going about things. The All-Star game has evolved to the point where a center is not required to be in the lineup when voting. So why have the All-NBA teams not adapted as well? The All-NBA team should comprise the 15 best players in the league regardless of position. So in that case, if you need, you know, like right now you look at the first team, and listen, you can make arguments here or there, but I mean, Kevin Durant's not on the first team. Kawhi Leonard's not on the first team. Like nothing against Nikola Jokic is very good player. And I'm not trying to rip or pull down on any of these guys and their credentials, but you know, some of these players are on the second team. You'd think, hey man, they could be on the first team without a doubt. But since they've got this position specific requirement, which is so archaic, that's what's holding this process back. And in the case of Klay Thompson, if we get back to that, he's clearly being punished for sacrificing what would be a larger role on any other team for the larger goal of winning and being part of this dynastic run that the Golden State Warriors currently find themselves on. And here's the other part that makes no sense, in my opinion. And again, this has been collectively bargained. The players and the owners have determined this system. But why shouldn't a team be able to offer its own player a supermax contract regardless of the circumstances? That would be my question. Because the purpose of the bird rights and now the supermax deals is to benefit the team that has had a player on its roster, the homegrown talent, and incentivize the player to remain with the home team to try to avoid everybody just leaving to go to the big markets to try to create more parity in the league. That's the spirit behind it. So if a team determines it wants to reward one of its own with a Supermax deal rather than just the max contract, why not just allow the team to do so? Why does there have to be this whole jump through the rope and cross the T's and dot the I's and all these other processes where we're relying on the media to vote somebody all NBA one way or the other? And if it works, then you can give them the Supermax. If it doesn't, then you can't. To me, this is one of these things. If you're allowed to give the money to whoever you wish, if it's great for a great player, I should say, then you've got all NBA selection or not. Throw that to the side. It should be within the rights of the team to pay that amount of money if it chooses to. If the player doesn't live up to the contract, then that's on the team, right? It's just like any financial decision a team makes, it will have varying impacts on the salary cap situation, and a team gets rewarded for its intelligent decisions and investments and punished by a lack of wins if it invests unwisely, right? That's the way I look at this, is if a team wants to spend as much money as possible on talent and the talent doesn't deliver, then that's on the team for its lack of ability to identify that talent or estimate or project what that talent is going to do on the basketball court. But if they make a wise investment, then there's no complaints on either side. You got a player who is playing well for you, helping you win games, and then you've got a team that is benefiting from the wins out on the court. So overall, I do think this system needs to be changed. And if you're Klay Thompson and you're looking at this, it's just really, really got to be a difficult pill to swallow. At the same time, I just can't help to do this. And I know that I've argued with people who have either texted in or called into my shows before when we're talking about the type of money that everybody's making. And I always argue, hey, listen, this is all relative. You've got to look through the perspective of what is par for the course for a certain league, for these athletes, right? They're making the type of money that none of us could even imagine, or most of us couldn't imagine. With that being said, though, it is really difficult for me to feel bad for somebody, or too bad, I should say, because I can understand, like, it's a lot of money, but it's difficult. Like, if you think about it this way, could you imagine a point in your life where you would say, you know what? I feel really bad for someone who's only set to make $191 million over 5 years. Can you ever imagine that? If somebody told you, hey, you're going to make $191 million over 5 years, and then they're like, oh, really? That's it? That's over $38 million a year? Like, we're supposed to feel sorry for Klay Thompson because, and listen, I've already just set up for you why the system is flawed, and it is. But we're supposed to feel sorry for the guy because he's not going to make that extra $30 million, right? Which, by the way, extra $6 million a year. And once you get into that tax bracket, once you're used to making that type of money, it is significant. But it's like, you think Klay Thompson's not going to survive on the $191 million? And I'm not saying he said this, but he's just an example. Like, him and Bradley Beal are in the same position. They missed out on the All-NBA selection so that they can make the 191 rather than the 221. But, like, would you ever envision a scenario in your life where you would feel bad for somebody for making just under $200 million over 5 years? That's kind of crazy. It is. It really is. Bottom line, though, if we take a local look at this, yes, Dwayne Wade got that second-team All-NBA vote, but this also is another reminder that no Heat player even sniffed the list, which is disappointing. And when I bring up organizations that want to spend as much money as possible, and I'm not saying the Heat are the only ones in this position, but my point about a team or an organization being punished if they don't invest wisely, look at the Miami Heat, right? Look at the Miami Heat. They have no financial flexibility because of the way they've spent, and they're not getting the most out of their investments up and down that roster. Not saying everybody, but certainly up and down that roster, you can make that argument. All right, we're getting some text messages rolling in here. Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 560-22, 560-22. When we come back, I want to piggyback on this and just discuss the way we look at this Golden State Warriors team. As the Warriors are now sitting back and waiting to find out who their opponent's going to be, as the NBA Finals will begin in just under a week, I want to discuss how we view this team, whether it's fair, whether it's not. If you want to chime in, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota, text line 560-22, 560-22. Plus, as you heard in Hialeah's update, we've got an extra innings affair between Miami and North Carolina on the college diamond. So we'll keep you updated on that as they're in the 10th inning. We got a lot more to get into. Stay tuned here on 560 WQAM. We got to let this build up a little bit, right? There we go. Welcome back here to 560 WQAM. Greg Likens with you. Hialeah Hector on the other side of the glass playing the hits tonight. Taking up until 10 o'clock this evening. Sure, a lot of people trying to get their Memorial Day weekend underway, and we got a lot to talk about in the world of sports, so we appreciate you tuning in. And as mentioned before, coming up at 7 o'clock, Troy Stratford will join the program. Looking forward to catching up with him. In the meantime, if you want to get involved in the conversation, you can do so via the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line at 560-22. Got some people who have texted in, did not hear the code word, so let's give it to everybody one more time. If you want a chance to win $1,000, 560 WQAM's Take Dono's Dollars, your chance to take home $1,000. You can text the word PRICE to 72881 and you're registered. Text PRICE, P-R-I-C-E, to 72881. If you don't win this time, your next chance is Monday on the morning show. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. It's all brought to you by Anna Jarn Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. But PRICE, P-R-I-C-E, is the code word. So
there's no yes. time frame for these text messengers, by the way.
What do you mean?
In reference to the code. You know, isn't there a limit? You know, if they didn't hear it at a certain point.
It's you're saying that we shouldn't give it out anymore?
Yeah, if the texters are asking for it at a certain time, I don't think you should give it out.
Oh. Well, what should that deadline be? Because technically they have the whole hour to send in the code word.
Well, I think if they're texting in about it, they don't deserve it.
Wow. So you're saying that's the last time I should mention the code word?
If they text about it. If you keep getting texters texting about what was the code word, you know, they should have heard it from the beginning.
Well, that's true. By the way, to our texters, do not text this line. Like the line that I see is 560-22 is how you text it. You will not win anything. I can't do anything for you. If you text 72881 with the word price, that's how you could potentially win.
Which is usually what they do. They text 56022.
Which I'm all for you texting the show, but I just don't need to see a bunch of prices coming on my computer screen here.
Well, you know how the texters are, so.
Well, I know how you view the texters. Hi, Aaliyah. Speaking of the texters, we do have some texts coming in here about the Golden State Warriors and the All-NBA selections and all of that. So I wanted to follow up on that real quick because we're talking about Klay Thompson and getting back to him. To me, the collective greatness of the Warriors tends to overshadow the individual greatness of the players involved, right? If you think about what the Golden State Warriors have been able to accomplish, I mean, here's my reasoning with that. In the beginning of the playoffs, we were proclaiming Kevin Durant as the best player in the league, right? Best player in the league. And then you had people, including myself, criticizing Steph Curry. He went through like an 8-game stretch in which he was shooting terribly and wasn't making a major impact on the game. And then Draymond Green seemed to be an afterthought, right? Nobody was talking about Draymond Green as an all-star caliber player early in this playoffs in terms of his production. And then all of a sudden, Durant gets hurt, and Steph and Draymond turn into absolute unstoppable forces. Klay Thompson steps up as well. And even Andre Iguodala starts to get more of his due in terms of the media recognizing his talent and what he brings to the table. But we went from declaring Durant as the best player in the league, I'm not saying he isn't, but I'm saying we're talking about that, to then advocating Curry as one of the all-time greats and praising the all-around game of Draymond Green. So the attention span of NBA fans and even media seems to be all over the place and generally very, very short, right? I mean, we go all over the board when it comes to proclaiming these things. And yeah, it's part of the process. It can be fun. But at the same time, I do think you need to put it into perspective. If we thought that Steph Curry was kind of holding the Warriors back and it was all Kevin Durant, and then all of a sudden, within another breath, Curry and Draymond Green are absolute world beaters, then that certainly kind of throws you off. Okay, so an update for everybody. It is still tied 5-5 in the Miami-North Carolina baseball game. And I had flipped the game on Fox Sports Florida. However, they've now switched to the Marlins pregame show. So we'll update you once we get any scoring updates, should that happen at any time. But yeah, I'll be checking that on social media to find that. Okay, so already people are upset at Hialeah Hector. Hialeah, it's been a long time since we worked together, but all I know is that you can be polarizing when it comes to the text messengers, right? So you just called him out. You're basically saying that I shouldn't help them win $1,000. And somebody here says, no, shut up, your producer guy. That's not cool. You should say it all the time. So I was trying to help out because somebody texted in and said, hey, what's this hour's code word? I missed it, right? And I'm just trying to, entering this holiday weekend especially, maybe win somebody $1,000. It's a national contest, so, you know, you got to play the odds a little bit here. But I'm trying to help everybody out. Some goodwill to the South Florida community. And you're telling me I should have a cutoff point at some point in this hour where I just do not share the code word anymore.
If I'm not mistaken, it's for the top of the hour, not the entire hour.
Well, technically you have the entire hour to text it in and still be eligible.
They do, not you.
Correct.
You just say once and that's it. If they missed it, that's their fault.
Somebody, I can't read everything that everybody's saying about you. They're using some bad language. But somebody says, producer guy, you're a blank. How do you feel about that? You don't have any, do you have any regret? I mean, don't you feel like now that you see that the Texers are imploring us to help them win money, that you don't feel bad about it?
No, not at all. They're a bunch of losers.
Okay. Well, I don't know what else I'm supposed to do on that one. Okay. We got some other people who are now trying to let us know why they would not have heard the first time around. Okay. Dom V says, oh yeah, well, what about when this app freezes and we miss the word? This is why I think it's cool you guys give it out multiple times. Yeah, what do you say to that? Hi, Leah, what if the app freezes?
Well, then it's not meant for you to text.
Oh, so
another hour,
you're
bro.
You're saying there's some fate or destiny involved here?
Yeah, of course.
Somebody else says, but some people get off work at 6. By the time they get in their car and tune in, the code word is already given. So what's the big deal if it's repeated during the show? Yeah, what's the big deal if it's repeated during the show? That's a great question.
You're too nice.
Am I too nice?
You're too nice to these guys.
Well, I think, you know, these guys are invested in the program. They want to listen to the show, which I appreciate. Some of them like it better than others. Some don't like it, but they listen anyway. And others just want to win some money. So just to spite you, Hialeah, I'm going to say that the code word is price, P-R-I-C-E. You can text that to 72881 and potentially win $1,000. Price, 72881, P-R-I-C-E. There you go. We got some other texts rolling in about the whole All-NBA selection situation. Somebody says, I still think of the Splash Brothers when I think of Golden State. No disrespect to Kevin Durant. Okay. Another says the Heat versus Thunder finals mark the beginning of positionless basketball. That's a good moment right there, sure, to hearken back to. And I think with the Heat winning the championship in the manner in which they did, with Chris Bosh playing center, with him and really the Heat playing the positionless type basketball, certainly was a moment in which I think it validated what Eric Spoelstra was doing from a strategic standpoint. Another texter says, I don't understand why the media gets to choose all the NBA teams, especially when it impacts contracts. I think the teams and players should vote. Well, I think the issue with the teams and the players voting, just to be fair on this, because I agree that the system isn't perfect, but the issue here is if the players and the teams are voting and it impacts contracts, then teams would likely go out of their way, one way or the other, to impact if their player gets the vote, right? Because you could argue in some circumstances a team might not want their player to be eligible for the Supermax, so then they don't have to pay them the Supermax. Some may be thrilled. Like if you have Giannis Antetokounmpo on your team, you're thrilled to give him the biggest contract in NBA history because he is the Greek freak, right? I mean, he's a freak of nature, and he continues to get better. So in that case, you would obviously put a full court press on to try to get as many votes for him as possible so that you can lock him up, especially in a market like that. And then the players voting, yes. I mean, I understand your point that you're talking about more, arguably more educated people who are involved or on the inside who recognize how good or bad players are, that they could then be able to vote for the guys that they think are most deserving, and you may end up with a more fair list. To me, though, the solution is continue. You can continue with the way it is, but just whether you switch the media voting on it or the players and the teams voting on it, I just think it should have nothing to do with the contracts that are able to be handed out. That's the way I look at it. If a team wants to give a Supermax contract to one of its own players, allow that team to do so. If not, then you offer them a max contract, the regular max contract. But don't have a Supermax and the eligibility for a Supermax be contingent upon an All-NBA selection when an All-NBA selection is being determined by the media, and it's an imperfect process. So to me, this all boils down to something that's wrong and a flaw with the collective bargaining agreement because, yes, the players, reps, and the owners agreed to this deal, but this deal does not make sense for anybody involved, and Klay Thompson in this case is the one who loses out. Now, one of our texters says Klay Thompson wasn't going to get a Supermax contract anyway. Well, what do you mean? He wasn't? You're saying the Warriors weren't going to give him a Supermax contract? I think you're wrong. I think he would have. I think the Warriors, quietly behind the scenes, are probably celebrating. Right? The front office of the Warriors got that news like, wait, we don't have to pay him the 231. We can just pay him the 191 or 221 versus 191. Perfect. That's great news. Somebody here says, talking about the Warriors and Kevin Durant, if he leaves Golden State, he will not win another championship in his career. Well, I don't know about that. Certainly, I would say his odds go down, right? I mean, he's on the best team in basketball right now, and yes, they've now been to five straight NBA finals, so if he goes somewhere else, it's going to be difficult to duplicate that level of success, to be sure. At the same time, if he goes to another team and another superstar or two joins as well, I'm not going to put it past Kevin Durant. I mean, that guy, he's unbelievable, right? For as much as I don't like him, I respect his game. So I'm not going to say that he's never going to win another championship. That's not the way I'd look at that. Okay. Are people now, more people giving you a hard time, Hialeah?
Yeah, you seeing this?
Well, I was trying to go back to some of the texters that were like serious about the topic that we were discussing. And then we're getting sidetracked here because people are really upset with you, apparently. Okay. Oh, man. We got a lot of them coming in here. Holy cow. Hialeah, what did you do? I'm gonna wait on that for a second because we have some other people who are like actively involved in the real sports talk that we're having here, and others literally just texting in so they can rip you a new one.
I don't get it. I mean, I just mentioned, you know, one silly comment and they just go berserk. I don't understand them. Besides a couple of them. See, a couple of the texters are nice. They're good guys or gals. Mm.
All right. I'm going to read a couple of non-related Hialeah texts and then we'll get back to that. Somebody here says Heat culture is bad contracts, blaming the refs for bad calls, and players missing a month with a hamstring injury. I don't think I would define it that way, but let's just say it has not been the best recent run for the Heat culture. I think we can all agree on that. Somebody else says the Warriors are showing how they won those championships before Durant got to Oakland. That trio is still one of the best in the league right now, Steph, Draymond, and Klay. Agreed. And it goes to show you that when they don't have Kevin Durant, they can get along just fine. Now, I still think that anybody who would make the argument they're a better team without Kevin Durant is crazy. That's an asinine sentiment. But you can make the argument that they play a more free-flowing style of basketball without him. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And it's actually to me, it's a more attractive brand of basketball. It's more fun to watch them play now without Kevin Durant than when he's there because it feels like the ball has to stop. It feels like everybody is kind of like waiting their turn. So, like, you go down the court one time, okay, it's Durant's chance to shoot. Next time down, it's Steph's, then Klay. And Draymond doesn't shoot that much at all. And now, with Durant out, you know, it's kind of, hey, whoever gets the best shot is going to take the shots. And yes, Curry and Thompson are going to take the majority of the shots, but they're moving the ball around, and it's really fun to watch. Okay, so people are absolutely ripping highly of Hector. We're going to come back. We're going to read these text messages. I'm going to see if I can calm everybody down, maybe create some sort of peace treaty here. It's getting a little crazy. There's a lot of vitriol going around. It's contentious. I know what's not contentious. It's 7 o'clock. We're going to have a fun conversation with Troy Stratford. But between now and then, we'll come back, read some more of your texts. Stay tuned here on 560 WQAM. Welcome back here to 560 WQAM. Greg Likens here with you. Hylia Hector on the other side of the glass. We're taking up until 10 o'clock. Little Old Town Road. Hylia, did you hear that Lil Nas X was here in this building, two Mondays ago?
Yes. I freaked out. Should have been here.
Were you angry that you weren't here for that?
I was. Because we were the reason why he went number one. And I wanted him to make it known that we were the reason why he had the number one song in the country.
What would you say to Lil Nas X if you had a chance to talk to him?
I'll tell him I played Old Town Road on our show all the time.
And would you, like, expect him to say thank you?
Yeah, for sure.
Is that what you'd want out of the interaction? You'd want him to thank you for helping him become a star?
Who he is, yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
I don't know how well that would have gone over.
I think it would have gone excellent. I have proof.
By the way, if you missed it, you can text PRICE, P-R-I-C-E, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000.
Here you go again.
Yeah. P-R-I-C-E, PRICE. Text that to 72881. You could have a chance to win $1,000. You have 11 more minutes to do so. With that in mind, if you want to text the show to talk about what we are discussing, you can text 56022 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. And a lot of people are upset with Hialeah because you got mad that I read the code word an extra time or two for those who missed it when I first read it. Because you're saying that whoever missed it in the beginning, hey, that's on you, and I should not have to read it again.
Yeah, there's a cutoff for
which seems unreasonable. That just seems like you're not being nice.
6:15, that's it. It's over. If you didn't get the code word by that time, you're done. You're through. Don't even text it. And most of them text 56022, so that makes them even more of losers.
Well, I'm going to read. We got a litany of text messages commenting on your comments. Somebody says the rejoin music is lame. I blame Hialeah Hector. I think the music's been good.
Oh, yeah. We've been playing bangers.
I mean, Lil Nas X, you can't beat that. Somebody's calling you a warrior behind a mic, LOL.
See, I like that guy.
Somebody else says, gee, you are okay. This guy's an a-hole. Says he basically just said losers. Well, we won't listen to him.
He'll listen to you, but not me.
Yeah. Somebody else says the board guy, I guess that's you, the producer, is an American hero. So some people like you, other people not so much.
It's a mixed bag, you'd say, right?
Yes, very much so. Somebody says, Hialeah Hector is awesome. He's very nice to the texters. It's the texters who are mean to him. Whoa. Okay.
That's something you don't hear often.
Somebody else says, Hialeah, take your price and have fun with it. Using the code word to try to rip you.
That's a smart text. See, that's a good text message right there.
Somebody else says, fire Hector. Now, that's taking it too far. Now, Hector does a very good job here, and I enjoy working with him. He just has this contentious relationship with the texters. I don't quite understand. Every time I'm with you, you just rip everybody. Somebody else says, I want to thank you very much for giving the code word again. My last patient was running a little late. She was in severe pain, so I spent extra time with her, and I missed the code word at the top of the hour, so I was giving her some extra time, trying to be gracious, and I appreciate you being gracious. And honestly, I'm grateful to you guys. Remember to even give out the code word. The 6 p.m. crew rotates, and half the time they forget to give it out. That's from our buddy Fallen Poultry.
Love that guy.
Okay. Actually two different texts. So one of the first text sounds like it was someone who's involved in massage therapy, right? Or there's a patient involved, because we got another text, I believe, from that same person saying, my text wasn't ripping Hialeah Hector. It was giving you praise. Like I said, I was trying to be gracious to a patient of mine. I'm a massage therapist. So may the good karma flow for all, even Hector. Now, that has to make you feel bad. because this texter was just chiming in to thank, really me, because you didn't want me to read it again, but thank me, and said, oh, I don't want to rip Hylia. I just want to pass along some good karma. You got to feel bad now about this.
Not really. He's taking the high road. That's not my priority. Oh, that's not my prerogative, you know? Whatever. You're just the nice guy. You're the good cop, and I'm the bad cop. That's how this works.
I guess.
It's been like this for a couple months now.
Now, somebody is texting in part in Spanish, and I don't want to get anybody in trouble here. Can I say what they wrote in Spanish? Because they end up saying, dude is from South Florida, butthole, no wonder why he's crying. I don't quite understand what that means. But the Spanish part, is that anything inflammatory?
Yeah, he's ripping Hialeah. He's saying it's like a piece of turd.
Oh, okay. That's why I didn't want to read that one. Oh, man.
You did good.
You know what? You never know. So I read something in Spanish and it's crazy, even though technically we won't get in trouble for it. People out there, you know, especially if they're with their kids or something, they don't want to hear that kind of language. Okay. We got some other people who are actually texting in about the show. Another one here. Oh, it's our buddy Chili Willie passing by and saying what up to Greg and Hialeah from Chili Willie. Thank you, Chili Willie. Somebody else says, fire Hialeah Hector. My goodness. Says, hey, Greg, what would the price be to get Hialeah to drop this? Ooh, Dom V coming in strong. Somebody says, worst sidekick, NoHo Hank or Hialeah Hector. Now, does everybody understand that reference? Do you know who that is, Hialeah?
Negative.
Do you see the? Have you seen the show Barry?
Oh yeah, Barry.
NoHo Hank is the
Hank.
Is Hank? Yeah.
The bad guy from True Detective Season 1's sidekick, and then he ends up dying, and then NoHo Hank is now the leader of the Russian mafia.
Correct. That's who he's referring to. So worst sidekick.
I'm a little better than Hank.
Oh,
I could be
goodness.
Fugues.
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
I'm Fugues right or the girl, because I hate that girl. I hate her character.
She's a very good actress.
Very good actress. Very yes. Annoying character, though.
Yes. Somebody here says Hector just came in drunk. Too much hop gun with Crowder. Were you and Crowder drinking beer before
Negative.
The show?
I don't drink beer, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, it's not going to happen. Somebody says, Hialeah Hector is the anti-Greg. That's why this show works. And I still say the rejoin music is lame. Oh, my goodness. Somebody else says, the best thing to come from Hialeah is an empty bus. That's not nice. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the Wawa Conchita is what we call it.
Now everybody is just getting really mean-spirited. Okay, let's stop reading the text messages.
But you know what? They're creative, though, Greg.
No, they're very creative. I appreciate the creativity. There's no doubt about that. Some of these people are just really, really starting to get mean-spirited. Last I saw, just for those who are curious about the Canes baseball team playing in the ACC tournament, North Carolina had taken a 6-5 lead on a sacrifice fly to left in the top of the 11th. And let's see, it looks like now they are up 7-5. I'm just looking at the Canes baseball Twitter account. So things don't seem to be going the way of the Canes, at least in the 11th inning, but they still have a chance to come up in the bottom of the inning. So we'll keep you updated on that when we come back. Troy Stratford, former Miami Dolphins running back, of course, an analyst right here on the Miami Dolphins Radio Network. We will pick his brain on a number of different topics. That's next year on 560 WQAM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.